It's Hard to Say being pressed now by Kazoo. Kazoo trying to shake off Hard to Say, then Manhood, and further back to Eagle Nest, but Hard to Say kicking strongly in the lead. And Hard to Say is going to lead all the way from Manhood. Kazoo third, Eagle Nest fourth.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Yeah, really tough win by Hard to Say, and his trainer Jason Deemer is on the line. Jason, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ray. Good morning, Dean.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Jason, and congratulations. He's a tough horse, Hard to Say, and he'd been racing competitively in strong group races over the carnival. Found a perfect race for him yesterday. Good confidence booster for the sprinter.
Yeah, sure was, Ray. Yeah, as you said, you know, he'd been racing in some much better races and getting beat by some nice horses. So, got that couple of starts ago in the Southern Cross, Lady Laguna beat him. So, you know, you all know what she went on to do. And, yeah, it's just good to see him, like you said, get that confidence boost and good to see him get a win again.
Jason, where to next for Hard to Say?
There's a few options for him in about 3 weeks' time. But the Good Scone Carnival coming up. Baskin Stars, there's a race there, and apparently there's a race in Brisbane, and Dynamic Syndicate also eyeing off a race in Melbourne as well. But yeah, obviously Scone's probably our main target at this stage.
I guess you'll go where the track is most suitable. He definitely likes a firm track, this horse.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the weather will probably play a big part. Like I said, Ray, yeah, that's why we had to run. We were going to wait for Hawkesbury this Saturday, but way the weather looks. Had a crack yesterday. We had a good surface.
Exactly. He's only a 4-year-old. He's a gelding, so his future's on the racetrack. You've only given him 21 starts, so as good as he is at the moment, is there improvement there, Jason? Because he could be around for a couple of years, this horse.
Yeah, well, he just keeps on surprising us, Ray. He's always been like a nice horse from the time we've had him. He's earning some good races as a 2-year-old in Brisbane and so on. So, yeah, a few little, not all day, he's been in work a long time. Yeah. There's only going to put a few together, and he won the Midway at Rose Hill. Was that back in August, I think?
Yeah,
Zach Lloyd's right.
Early in
July.
The season, yeah.
And he just sort of put it all together then. He went to Brisbane, won a couple, and he just kept improving. And every time we put him in a harder race, he'd just keep raising the bar. And the race on Melbourne Cup Day was a big win at Randwick, and we just keep raising the bar, and he just keeps jumping it. So yeah, I don't know how far you'll go, but yeah, he's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you'll have a lot more fun with him, I dare say. Another nice horse in your stable, Jason, I've been watching with interest. He's won three of his last four. His winning's become a habit for Pennard. What's your latest with him?
Yeah, he has been going very well, but he's just got a little injury at the moment, so he actually got fixed up on Friday, and yeah, he'll have a bit of a lengthy break, but yeah, he'll be back.
That's bad luck. He did a good job winning at Tuncurry there just last week, I think. And so how long will he be out for, do you think?
Oh, he'll be out for quite a while, yeah. 5-6 months, apparently.
That's bad luck, yeah. Oh, well, hope for the side's Hard to Say.
Yes, yeah.
Jason, speaking of being out, your man, Kalen Ponga.
It hurts.
Are your nights gone for the year? Be honest.
Yeah. Bit hard to see him. They really rely on him. It's a bit like when they used to rely on Andrew Johns years ago. But, without Kalen Ponga, they seem to struggle a little bit. But hopefully they can fire up and keep the game alive.
They've been a bit disappointing, haven't they, given last year's heroics toward the end of the year?
Yeah, they sort of probably like some horses hit flat spots and they come good at the end of the year and give everyone a bit of hope for the next season. But, yeah, overall, you know, they seem to be buying good quality players, but can't seem to put it all together.
Did you get much chance to get out to the footy at all, Jason?
No, unfortunately I don't. Yeah. No, I haven't been to the game for a while, but yeah, you know, it's like racing, it's 24/7.
Never stops, is it?
Yeah, I've got a family, got to try and keep happy too.
Exactly.
Got four kids, so yeah.
Well, a win yesterday in the city with Hard to Say will certainly put a smile on your face and all those connections involved. Congratulations, Jason. We'll look forward to seeing where he goes next. That Luskin Star Stakes at Scone looks a nice race for him.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Thanks for having us on, Ray.